On August the 19th at 4:50 a.m., the South Saskatchewan Regiment landed on the beach at Prouilleville, 2 miles west of Dieppe. We were proud to be the first Canadian troops to step on German-held ground, and every man was raring to go. As our small boats crept into the shore, we could see light shining from some windows and smoke curling from a few chimneys. We thought how peaceful it was and how soon we would disturb this quiet seaside town by rifle and gunfire. Except for the grim and determined look on these prairie lads' faces, one would think it was just another exercise. And a white-armed umpire was going to appear and tell us to make it look real. But this was a real thing, and we knew it. In a few seconds, we would be tearing into those juries with all the pent-up feelings we had saved in 2.5 years of hard training. With a sudden increase of speed, and then the scrape of gravel, the ramps of the craft fell down. Out we ran onto German soil. In no time, the skies were flashing with tracer bullets and flares. One chap was heard to remark, "Gee, this is better than the 1st of July." Over the seawall and into the town we went, each company going full out to their planned objective. It was soon apparent that the German posts were fully manned, and we were going to have a grand fight in our hands. All hell seemed to be letting loose. Not for a second did anyone hesitate. In they went, with yells and many a wisecrack. My God, those Heiners are using live bullets. Hey, where's the umpire? I shot that guy and he won't let me get. Go ahead. Nice place for a 48-hour leave, eh? A nice hidden 4-inch mortar and a light artillery gun were making the town echo with their continuous explosions. The road and bridge over the river was under constant machine gun fire, which threatened to hold up the show and also cut some of the boys off across the river. The husky CO saw the situation. He took off his tin hat and, twirling it for all the world like a boy with his school book, sauntered across that bridge calling back, "Come on, boys, they can't hit a thing. Come on, let's go and get them." And they did. And again later at another place, a pillbox was causing trouble. And the CO walked brazenly up to it and put it out of action with bombs. And again on the withdrawal when 2 Cherry machine gun posts were hitting the boys on the beach, this one-man army of ours, accompanied by Major Orme of Weyburn and Private Kitchen of Regina, climbed the cliff and ended the war for those Nazis. All day long, the CO of ours was inspirational to the boys with his daring and leadership, and his name will always be honored in this regiment. On the other side of the bridge, Private Charlie Sodden of Consul Saskatchewan saw his section being in danger of complete extermination from a pillbox. He took his grenades and stood up in the road and walked right up to the strong point and tossed in his bomb. He killed 7 Heinies in that post. At another spot, a platoon of Germans with 4 machine guns and a mortar were holding a hill, which Private Berthelot, GB of Regina's platoon, were trying to take. Berthelot took the war into his own hands, and with a Bren gun firing from the hip, he advanced across the open ground, under covering fire from his platoon. He went up that hill and wiped out that post single-handed.